biggest news in New Jersey tonight is that voters have overwhelmingly approved a ballot measure that will make recreational marijuana legal in New Jersey. One of the leading advocates behind that push, Bill Caruso, who heads the cannabis law division at the Archer Law Firm. Advocacy groups have already declared victory. The AP is now calling that ballot approval official now in New Jersey. So New Jersey will join a number of other states nationwide that have now legalized recreational marijuana. Bill, your initial thoughts on that vote?
I think it's good. It's a clear and convincing victory. And I think that there are a lot of lessons that New Jersey learns by not being first. And I think there's benefits for not going last, and certainly not by allowing the Fed to set up the market for us. So I think we will now work with the legislature and the governor to put together a statutory framework and then regulatory system. And I don't think we will see adult use sales until late in the third and perhaps even fourth quarter of 2021 at the earliest.
Interesting in the numbers with this ballot question that even in counties where President Trump leads, Republican-leading counties, there was significant support for this ballot initiative. Interesting that they went this way because the legislature and the governor simply couldn't come to agreement on legislation that would have made it legal and basically punted to voters.
Are you surprised, Eric? this isn't a partisan issue. That's the beautiful part about it. There's something for everybody here. Even for people that aren't going to avail themselves of using adult use marijuana, if you believe that a person that had a crime or was convicted of a crime of marijuana possession in their 20s should have a life sentence for employment restrictions going forward. You don't think that any longer. This is for you. If you think we should be benefiting from tax revenue from this and putting it behind regulated store counters, this is for you. There's a lot of value here. And I think that's where you see the voters. The voters speaking and saying to the legislature, go get this done now. We want this.
But the devil is in the details. We're talking to Bill Caruso, head of the Cannabis Law Division at Archer Law Firm. You've been in this political game long enough. You know that legislation that should seemingly be easy rarely is. And you still have concerns among law enforcement that are going to have to be dealt with in any enabling legislation that will satisfy questions about whether there's going to be proper enforcement of driving under the influence here.
Listen, the good news is that's not going to be the biggest issue we're going to have to deal with. The law enforcement issues that have been raised are absolutely of a concern. But when we look in other jurisdictions, we look at how they dealt with them, and we also look at what our very capable law enforcement officials have done here in New Jersey with drug driving in general. There are answers for this. The real devil's in the details when people start getting into turf wars, when they start trying to make the perfect the enemy the good and solve all problems in one fell swoop. This is going to be, in some cases, generational change. This legislature and this governor actually have a deadline now attached. You know, in Trenton, deadlines are good. But after the first of the year, if they don't enact a statutory framework for what's going to be enacted, we're going to have problems here because the constitutional amendment says it's now a legal effort. But without rules attached to it, there's going to really be a conflict. So the legislature has a deadline to act now.
And then the issues of keeping this out of the hands of minors. And, you know, this is adult use. It's always been billed as adult use marijuana. But as we've seen with alcohol, as we've seen with tobacco, it's going to find its way into the hands of kids. And, you know, there are significant medical issues that are connected to the use of cannabis in an undeveloped brain.
There absolutely are. And the issue we have right now is our children do have access to cannabis. I'm raising three children, 14, 12, and 10. And it is easier for particularly my 14-year-old probably to get marijuana than it is to get alcohol right now. So every jurisdiction that has undergone an adult use effort has seen teen use go down. Some of that is because it is actually harder to get because it is now not in the black market, is behind a store counter. That doesn't happen overnight, by the way. But it's also because of some cultural changes that happen. So the teen use issue goes on now, regardless of adult use. We haven't seen any statistics in any jurisdiction that's legalized adult use where we've seen teen use go up. In fact, it's gone down in those jurisdictions.
So you're predicting at this point, Bill, that we are going to see enabling legislation potentially by the end of the, well, it has to be done by the end of the year, right? I mean, what this is being negotiated already. This can't have come as a surprise, right? I mean, where, how far along are they in this process to address a number of the issues that you and I've talked about here tonight?
They were on the doorstep of getting this done in the spring of 2019, but they fell a couple votes short, as normally is the case. I'm hopeful that there's overwhelming support now on both sides of the aisle in the legislature to get something done similar to what the original draft was. And remember, when we do this, there is going to be multitudes of opportunities to continue to amend this law and change through regulation. So it doesn't necessarily have to be all in now. There needs to be a basic framework for what this is going to look like and the ability to modify it both through statutory and regulatory means, probably through the courts and also through the budget process. So we will not see a lot of revenue at the outset as this market is beginning to develop. In fact, you and I talked earlier, there's no money booked this year in this year's budget, which is refreshing. So I think there's a lot of opportunity to figure out where do we want to devote the resources a year from now, 2 years from now, when they start to mature and come in and there's more money coming in. I think there's time for all those discussions that sometimes bottleneck legislation and trends.
Yeah, I think, you know, this is going to be an ongoing conversation that you and I will certainly continue to have with our listeners as we go forward. And we'll see what the prospects are in terms of crafting this legislation. And I know you'll be a big driver of that. So Bill Caruso, head of the Cannabis Law Division at the Archer Law Firm, thank you, as always, for your time and your insight.
Thanks, Eric. Have a great night.
Thank you.